Oh, man, Robert, please. Give us a riff. Go ahead. Give us a blues riff.
Right on the spot. And you know what I got. It ain't a lot.
You know what he got? It ain't a lot.
Career change, Robert.
Thank you.
The man knows his way. The man knows the way. He knows his way around town.
We like to loosen everybody up on this show.
Yeah, none of the ladies are putting that man down. And then we got Sarah, first place Arliss. That's Southwestern U.
Woo-hoo.
And I have to say, don't get me wrong, because I'm of the same tribe. She is one fine-looking Jew. We're off the air. That's it. Dr. Warsh, we're sorry. I need a lawyer.
Yeah, you
it was
might
a
need
quote
a
from Adam Sandler. Yeah. It's called Fair Use.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a lawyer. Is there a lawyer in the house? Is there a producer in the house? All right. All kidding aside We're back. The name of the show is... Sarah, what's the name of the show?
So, what's your problem?
Thank you. So, what's your problem? It's Talk Radio 79 KBZ. It's a weekly radio program. A team of experts here to help self-resolving and insight on your problems. All right. Because Debbie, the producer, often tells me I don't talk fast enough, so I'm trying to talk faster because she's going to kick me in the butt.
You're doing great.
All right. But seriously, Sarah,
yes.
I love this question, even though I came up with it. All right. We watch television. We watch movies. Mm-hmm. We see the client with the attorney across from the opposing client and the attorney. At what point do you get to that? Have you had, you know, pretty contentious, incendiary meetings like that? What is that?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Yes.
And that wraps up another week. No, Sarah, go
You'll
ahead.
Have to call for more. Yeah. No. The goal is always to try to do things amicably, of course. And if I had a penny for every time everyone came into my office and said, oh, it's going to be amicable, I would have a stack of pennies. I mean, I would be like Scrooge McDuck swimming through his money bin. But the goal is not to get to court, but unfortunately, a lot of times people do end up getting into court. And they typically aren't there unless it is contentious. And so when people are at that stage, they're going through, you know, this is somebody who you were married to. This is somebody who you were in a relationship with. This is somebody who you might have kids with. And now you're sitting in a courtroom with them and lawyered up. And it can get very heated. There are a lot of tears in the hallways of the courthouse, people running out, just, you know, I had a woman on the stand. I was cross-examining her, and she called me Miss Interrogator on cross-examination because I guess I was getting under her skin. And then when we walked out, she walks past me, and under her breath, she called me the C word.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, I knew I did my job well.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And
you know, it was a compliment.
She's representing the man or the woman?
No. She was actually a litigant.
Oh,
and she was on the stand. She was the wife.
The wife.
I represented husband.
Yeah. The wife. And so does it ever get so contentious where you have to take a break or leave the room or let's have a cup of coffee?
Yeah. I mean, the bailiff
like
gets
often.
Up and puts his hand over his gun. And all the time. Yeah.
And as exciting as that is, that's why I never got involved in that aspect of the law.
I like to live life on the edge
that.
You know?
Yeah.
Look, you have to advocate for your client.
It's true.
That's it.
That's true.
So I guess it's a little bit easier when you're mostly dealing with insurance companies. You're a professional.
Correct. And again, unless you're dealing with a significant loss, a loss of life, limb, it tends not to be so emotional. It's really just
intense.
a financial.
Let's get rid of. Let's do this. Let's get.
Yeah.
Let's put this to bed and all.
Exactly.
That. Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different. So, tell us. I often like to ask this question: has there been a case? Obviously, can't mention names. That really. Went way beyond contentious that almost scared you.
Yes.
You don't scare easily. You know, so share, please.
Okay. Well, I had a case where husband gave some –
Your client or the other?
The opposing party.
Opposing party.
Gave marijuana to the child who was about 8 or 9.
Oh, very good.
Had the child plant it in the refrigerator.
Oh.
and had the child then call dad and say, oh, my goodness, I found this in the refrigerator, so that dad could then call DCFS on mom.
Oh, my God.
And DCFS
I'm sure
came.
It's not the first, yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen some really crazy things that you just would never imagine. And it's kind of almost, I've become desensitized where crazy doesn't really faze me anymore because I've seen so much and people go to such extremes and desperate measures. But that was one that really stood out to me.
I hear you. Robert, you shouldn't have your cell
phone
on.
That's your J-date. That's your
You shouldn't have your cell phone
up.
On when
just
you're in
throw
here.
Throw me right under the phone. It's not me.
So I'm wondering about mediation. Yeah. And who are good candidates for that? I mean, if you look at your success rate or the success rate of divorces being mediated amicably, tell us about the people that would fit that.
Everyone.
Oh, everybody
yeah.
should.
Everyone should mediate. And the thing about mediation is that, you know, people can spend a lot of money and litigate and then come out hating each other where it's irreparable. Like, you can never have any sort of amicable relationship again, but they end up settling the case. And they end up at the end where they should have started at the beginning merely because they want to duke it out or because they're playing out what happened during their marriage. Their issues in their marriage, they're playing it out in the divorce process.
Right, let me share this, and I want to ask both of you as human beings who are married, have been married, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I heard this from a good friend of mine. He's a very successful shrink. Why do people get married, and then why do people hate each other and not want to be married anymore? And remember, what is the opposite in a relationship of love? What's the opposite of love?
Hate.
Apathy. You just get apathetic.
I just got the chills.
Wasn't that cool, right, the way I said that?
Apathy.
No, but you know what I've been told by him, which I really like. This guy's counseled hundreds and hundreds of couples. Come in, pre-couple marriage. What do you love about him? He's a little wild. He's crazy.
Spontaneous.
He flirts a little. He's very spontaneous. Okay, why do you want to get divorced? Why do you hate him? He's wild. He's spontaneous. Right? Yeah. A lot of times it's the same thing that you married him for. Now we're a pain in the ass.
All the time.
The neck, right?
All the time.
What'd you love about him? I hate him for that.
But it's interesting because hate is still an emotion. And apathy is the absence thereof.
Of no emotion.
It's
That's
still,
why I use
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's no, but hate is an emotion. But I think you just like – kind of give up. It's you don't want to do it anymore.
Well, in one party, one party might feel like the injured party and might be
absolutely
all the time.
Yeah, and the other one may be the one that's initiated.
Yeah, and the worst thing you could do, and they do it all the time in breakup. I don't care if you're living together, marriage, is one tries to set up the one parent against the other.
Yeah.
You know, they feel bad for mom. They feel bad for dad.
And I hear judges saying it all the time, but it's really true. You know, children are half mom, half dad. And so if mom is bad-mouthing dad, the child thinks, well, I'm half dad. I'm half bad then.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
And it's, which is really interesting.
See,
I never
heard that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really a good point.
Children really get the raw end of the deal in a lot of divorces. People just can't put their differences aside and –
It takes.
I don't
it takes
judge it.
Maturity.
Yeah,
beyond
it's difficult.
Belief
it is
to do
difficult.
That.
Mm-hmm. It's highly emotional.
Yeah, absolutely. I learned from my own experience that my wife and I used a mediator.
Good.
But what I learned from my business background was, I let her have a little bit more. Gave her a little bit more. Because my wife was the type would be keep calling that attorney, then I have to call my attorney.
But you spend more on attorneys than
That's
if you
right.
just
right.
give a little bit more.
You
yeah,
get, you
absolutely.
Got the better car. Take whatever furniture.
I
you
tell
want.
My clients
the
that
things,
all the time.
Give more.
That's
we do
great.
A cost benefit analysis
totally.
When they come in because I'm like, you're going to spend $5,000 on me to get what?
Yeah.
To get $2,000
know
from
what?
Her.
The other attorney will look it over and say, I don't know. It looks like he's pretty fair. He's being fair. Let's just. Lock it up,
right.
go to mediation, and that's it. So I told my wife, and my house was in escrow. I made it easy. I'll make it fast. Go to a lawyer. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the best I'm going to do. Go through everything. This is more than you would be getting if we both were killing each other with lawyers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah Intelliga. Oh, that's Robert. I'm sorry.
Sarah, she's much prettier.
Sarah, you look like
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. Yeah. Sarah.
I've heard that before.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
All right, no, seriously, S. Intelligator. @gmail.com. That's IntelliGrade@gmail.com. And let's not
forget my email.
That's her email. Let's not forget the phone number is
310-461-3731. Yes, sir.
And Robert.
Yes, sir.
Robert Lemley. LemleyLaw.com. Could it be any easier?
L-E-M-L-E.
L-E-M-L-E.
If you're injured.
Nestle's makes the very
best. If you're
best.
Injured, go.
If you got an injury, a personal injury, don't hesitate to call a lawyer.
Yeah.
The insurance companies are not your friends.
You're not a tough guy.
By the way,
it.
Our two guests from the insurance company, I really didn't say that.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
No, seriously.
They're not here. It's okay.
The insurance companies are not your friend out there, listeners. LemleyLaw.com, 310-392-3055. I stake my reputation on these two attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Stan.
All right. So we'll come back Saturday night. Call us. Listen. Tune in. And I really, it was really great. Wow, this hour went really fast.
Yeah, I like this panel.
All right. They're yelling at me. Close it out.
Go get drunk.
All right. I'm closing it out.
But be safe.
Sarah, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Robert, say goodnight.
Good night.
All right. Debbie, good night, Deb.
Good night.
Good night.